We're 60 seconds from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And a random musician named Cameron Ferguson was playing songs on Twitch the other day. Mm. Before we get to the rest of the story, let's just sit back and listen to Cameron for a little bit.
Okay.
Big and tall and please, little. Darling, won't you ease my loving hand?
All right, that's enough. Thanks, Cameron.
I like his voice.
I mean, I'd sit back and listen to that.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, while he was doing his thing on Twitch, literally no one was watching.
All right. Aww. Well, you know what?
Zero
viewers.
Oh, no.
As he was playing, until one guy who was big into the cryptocurrency world noticed him. He thought he was good, and he jumped onto his other social media accounts to tell other people to come watch Cameron.
Okay.
Oh, that helps so much.
Yeah.
Streamers need shares and shout-outs. Yeah. Crazy.
So in 5 hours, Cameron kept playing because more and more people started joining the room.
Wait, he's playing for 5 hours? He hasn't run out of covers by this point?
How many times can he play?
The first half.
Can he play Layla?
He just played it like 20, 30 times in a row.
Okay.
Sure. And by the end of it, they'd tipped him over $85,000. And the thing is, Cameron didn't realize he was getting tipped until the performance was done.
Wait, has he never been on Twitch before or something?
Here's his reaction when he finally saw the money in his account.
This is all coming from you guys? Like, I have to apologize. I have no idea what's going on.
He's definitely new to Twitch.
He
doesn't know all the stars or whatever you can send.
Noob.
And the tips.
$85,000 he got tipped during his performance. So congratulations to Cameron.
How is he not crying? Except for, sorry guys, I'm just a little... this is interesting.
He's probably a rich engineer that works at like Amazon already and is making six figures.
Yeah. Is this my paycheck?
Yeah.
Oh, this is from you guys.
Oh, it's a tip. Yeah. Oh, that's sweet. That's what I left a waitress the other day.
I'm really happy for him, but do you guys feel like radio should have a feature where listeners can leave a tip while they're listening?
Just push
a button and then $5 comes our way?
I'm very jealous of streamers. It's hard to get into, but the huge ones make all this money to play video games.
We're doing it old school, okay?
Yeah, we are old school.
Yeah.
For free.
We're the respectable form of entertainment. Now let's put on a shock collar and shock each other for the shock collar question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked the trivia question. If you answer incorrectly, the punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text in to 78592. Tell us what you'd like to hear. Alexis is drawing a name out because she had the shock collar last. Who'd you get, Alexis?
Jose Butterbean Bolaños.
That's cute.
Jose's putting on the shock collar. While that happens, Digital Jake, please read us a shock collar question of the day.
You may have heard the phrase, throwing in the towel. Mm. It's actually a boxing reference that originated all the way back in the 1910s, when a fighter's corner believed their person had enough and shouldn't continue a fight, so they threw in an actual towel to signify surrender.
Yeah.
But before the phrase became popular, boxing cornermen used to throw a different item into the ring to surrender. Before the 1910s, Jose, what would they throw?
Just their loose teeth that have fallen out.
Yeah. I'm imagining the little bench they stand on. They just throw it. Leave them alone.
Yeah, that's interesting. What would a boxing coach have at his disposal?
Right.
He doesn't have much.
The towel makes sense because they've been using it to,
wipe them off. Cool them down. Well, that's the thing. Okay, so what do they have? They have buckets for water, so they can put like sponges in and they can sponge them in between rounds.
But that'd be such a mess to throw
a whole bucket of water. Bloody water even.
Yeah.
That would stop the fight though instantly.
Yeah.
Couldn't fight on that.
Everybody back early before the 1910s, everybody smoked cigarettes. So maybe he just tossed his cigarette into the ring and was we're done.
Cigars, I feel like,
would be
a real boxing type
situation.
Or the
boxer himself put his cigarette out.
Yeah.
Something that everyone had in the 1910s is a hat.
Oh, a little bowler hat.
Everyone had a hat.
Yeah, like those news reporter hats, though.
Or those bowlers.
Let's get the question one more time.
Throwing in the towel is actually a boxing reference that originated all the way back in the 1910s, when a fighter's corner believed their person had enough and shouldn't continue, so they actually threw in a towel on the mat to signal to everyone that it was enough. But before the phrase became popular, boxing cornermen used to throw a different item into the ring to surrender. What would they throw?
I'm trying to think about, were mouth guards invented yet?
I doubt it.
They had mouth guards, huh?
There's like big wooden pieces that make the whole situation worse.
Ow.
Well, because now in a boxing match, if the mouth guard falls out, they stop the fight and they let the fighter.
They didn't care about safety back then.
That's true. I mean, they're literally beating each other
up. I feel
up.
Like there was a lot of animals roaming around. Maybe there's a chicken they grabbed and just threw it. I don't know.
Now it's a chicken fight.
They, don't you picture
both
like?
Throw chickens
no,
in the
I
ring.
Don't picture that.
They're like standing out in the middle of a street with a boxing ring.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, something else they had a lot of back then: newspapers. There was newspapers everywhere.
Oh yeah.
He was just reading the newspaper while he's watching the match go on.
Just say it. When I'm closing my eyes and picturing a 1910 boxing match, I see people with cigars, with hats, and newspapers in hand.
What about whiskey?
I don't think you would waste your whiskey.
Yeah, why would you throw that?
It gets everybody's attention. The smell. Everyone would be like, oh no. Not the wasted whiskey.
I'm wasted in Manhattan.
Everyone would scream.
The fight off.
They'd scream party foul and make you chug.
Oh, yeah.
He has alcohol. It's prohibition.
All right, what do you think, Jose? We have you know, cigarette, bucket of water, bowler hat.
I'd say they threw a hat into the ring. Right. Final answer.
In the early 1900s, boxing cornermen would use towels as a signal to surrender by throwing them into the ring, but they were also used to wipe off sweat from the fighters. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, a cotton shortage made having a good quality boxing towel a luxury, so coaches and trainers had to find other ways to keep their fighters dry.
Oh.
Rather than throwing in a towel to give up, they would toss in a different, cheaper item used to wipe sweat and keep their fighters cool.
Oh.
Hence the prior term, throw in the sponge.
Oh,
the sponge!
Oh.
I was thinking about them sponging.
You had said that.
Yeah, they sponge them in between rounds.
And besides, throwing your hat into the ring means that you want to join something.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Throw my hat in.
Wait,
we didn't
think
about that. Yeah.
I didn't even think. Then the coach comes in. All right, let me at him.
All right, well, we really screwed that one up, so you're going to get shocked, and somebody wants to hear you sing Eye of the Tiger by Survivor.
Ooh. It's the eye of the tiger, it's the thrill of the fight, rising up to the challenge of our rival. Ow!
Throw your towel in on that song.
Sponge.
That's your shock collar question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.